Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Well, it's just in time for Father's Day, and dads and grads, it's right around the corner. I thought this will be a great time to talk about guys and what they can do to look their best. We're all about helping people feel confident. In our office, we help so many women, 90% women, 10% men, and I'd love to change that ratio and get more guys coming in to help maintain, to look and feel amazing. Injectables are not just for women. Men should think about doing them too. And a little mini treatment plan, a little bit of skincare, it can take a very rugged face and turn it into a very handsome face. So remember to think about getting injectables. Guys out there, I know it sounds intimidating. I know it sounds like something you definitely don't want to do, to put needles in your face. But let me tell you, aging affects all of us. The first place I see aging in guys is under the eyes. So our most common request for guys is, of course, Botox, because everybody's getting it and they might have heard their buddy getting it and they notice that their friends look smooth but strong. Those smooth guys are getting Botox, or Brotox as we call it. And the American Society of Plastic Surgery shows a 29% increase in minimally invasive procedures from the year 2000 up to 2020. Even more so in the last 3 or 4 years after pandemic. And I've seen an increase definitely in guys coming in. It's often they're brought in by their spouses, significant others, or coming in as a group. I am impressed with guys who want to take the first step. They realize that appearance maintenance matters for confidence, for job security, for feeling your best in the workplace, for maintaining how you look. We're putting so much effort into our workouts and our bodies and our muscles, so toxin that improves crow's feet and brow lines is critical. We don't want them getting rugged railroad tracks across their foreheads. So a smaller dose for me with guys, always with injectables, it's go slow and keep it subtle. Never want to have spiky brows. We don't want Jack Nicholson look. And we always want to make sure the brow position is relatively lifted but neutral. I'm a big fan of treating crow's feet, but I also preserve a little bit of movement there. I'm also a big fan of George Clooney and his crow's feet. So crow's feet actually look twinkly and nice on the average guy. But softening that so the eye looks more wide, so it doesn't look tired, that's critical. Under eyes is the next most important thing I do for a guy's face. Under eye filler is one of those things that is minimally invasive. It's literally two needle sticks, one on each side. We numb you, give you an infraorbital nerve block so you don't feel a thing. We use a cannula, which is very gentle and reduces any bruising. So I would say 95% of the time, guys can get their under eyes done and start to look a little refreshed without any downtime. No bruising, no swelling, no major sequelae. And I will start with small amounts. Many times guys need a full syringe under each eye because they are bigger. They have a larger orbital socket. But for the most part, I'll start with half a syringe of filler under each eye just so that they can get comfortable with it. And that makes the procedure fast and speedy. And they're often delighted with how they look immediately refreshed, brighter, less sunken, less tired, less deep dark circles under their eyes. So I think for guys, this is a no-brainer. If you feel tired and you're genetically hollow or dark under your eyes, think about under eye filler. Number 3 on our list is jawline filler. Every man looks great when they have a pronounced, nice angle of the jaw and a strong, solid chin projection. For male models, I work often on models here in LA, and that is one of the most commonly requested procedures. In order to tell how they're going to look with a little jaw definition, I have them bite down and clench. When the masseter muscle kind of protrudes and looks prominent, you can see what they'd look like with that GQ look. And then you can also detect exactly where you want to place that little extra bolus of filler to give that nice strong angulation of the corner of the jaw. So I'm all about jawline filler. I'll often use Radius. Sometimes I will use gel fillers, but I'm a big fan of calcium hydroxyapatite here because it gives such nice sharp angulation and definition. Usually one syringe per side. If we're doing the chin, we'll add an additional syringe. And I really mark and measure the jaw. I like to make sure we look symmetric on both sides. And I look carefully at the chin. We do want a square and angular chin. That whole setup, the chin and the jaw, that conveys confidence, strength, character. These are the unseen signals that we project in our first impression when we look smooth on our forehead but strong. Our eyes look rested. We look in control. We look strong in our jawline. We have a lot of character, like we're out there, you know, building the world. So I'm a huge fan of those three. Those are my top three for guys. If I can convince a guy to add a little cheek chisel, well, then that's a home run. Love a little bit of sharp angular cheek chisel in a male. And I'm always asking the men, you know, do they want a little more angular lift, like a contoury look? Sometimes these days, sexuality blends and gender definition blends. So I want to ask them, do they want square and masculinized or more uplifted, angular, contoured, and feminized? Both are great, and I love both. But I find the apex of the cheek, that projection point of the zygomatic bone where it's most sharp, we follow along that bone, and then you always look natural because that's your own bone structure. So we're giving you more bone structure, which essentially takes you from 40 back 5 years, gives you that look when you were a little more youthful and the cheeks had more projection. Awesome way to give very model-esque, male model look to your patients. And even if it's just a person who's not a male model, they're not in that market, but they're just a dad or, you know, the dad persona, they will look great. They will look more refreshed, more well-defined, more lifted. And that's the goal. Keep it simple, keep it subtle. That's the goal. Many guys will come in and want Kybella in their submental fat because as we age, we get a little fullness in there. I also love Kybella. I have not found it working tremendously well for men because they have thicker skin, lots of dense fat there. So I do love a good little neck lipo with a chin implant. But I am also a fan of Kybella for people who are scared of surgery. As long as you talk them through the 2 weeks of swelling where you feel like a little bullfroggy, not a big deal. You won't want to be in pictures those 2 weeks, but you will definitely permanently melt the fat. With Kybella, you have to use a sufficient amount of vials. So I'm never doing less than three. I often like to start with 4 vials when there is a significant amount of submental fat. And then I will give prednisone for the week because I do love to reduce swelling tendency. That's an anti-inflammatory. I like to recommend a chin strap all week long at home at night and lots of lymphatic massage. So those are the things that get you better faster. And then it's permanent fat destruction. It does kind of sclerose and tighten things up as it heals. I also love to put men on a skincare regimen because they're lucky. They have thicker, nicer dermis because of the hair follicles, the repeated dermabrasion with shaving every day. Their skin is amazing. And if we just simply add some moisturizer and hydration to it, they're going to look tremendously better. With cleansers, we have to maintain skin barrier function. People do great with our glycolic wash. And glycolic, remember, is a fruit acid. It dissolves the bonds between the dead skin cells that sit on the surface of the skin, allowing you to look more refreshed and glowy. It's one of my favorites for guys. I also love a good scrub, so I recommend our Perfecting Polish, which is a salt-based scrub, and it exfoliates without damaging the skin barrier. Love to exfoliate at least twice a week. We must teach our men this. We love chemical exfoliants too. Things like peeling pads with alpha hydroxy acid, amazing. And glycolic acid peel pads are also excellent. Using those like once a week, the next day at work, they just look so sparkly and good. Moisturizer, which brings water into the skin and traps it there, is so important for men. I love a good hyaluronic acid, and my Deep Blue Hydration Serum is iconic. Just takes 2 drops, does your whole face. If I can get a guy on Deep Blue Hydration Serum and my Vitamin C Serum, those 2 drops in the morning and 2 drops at night of both products, and that is so simple, and that is a regimen you can stick to, travel with, and glow with. And I don't know, guys are not so into glowy skin, but clear skin, fresh skin, strong looking skin, these things are important. And last but not least, let's not forget sunscreen. Mineral, I think, is the best. I've been critiqued for saying that, but I'm going to stand my ground. It is the best. We don't want to have chemicals absorbed in through the skin. Why should we do that when we have good mineral options? Minerals deflect light, zinc oxide, titanium dioxide. Always look for products that have that. Always look for SPF 30 or higher. And remember, I do have guys who love a little bit of tint in their sunscreen because it hides imperfections. We have that with our Mineral Glow. I also have guys who want clear and sheer. We have that too. So have a variety in your offices. Give a variety to your guys. Try things on and see what works and get them to commit. And that itself, 90% of skin aging comes from the sun. Sun damage. And our guys are outdoors lots of the time doing golf and tennis and pickleball and all these things. We need to get them good skin protection. So, as Father's Day is around the corner, don't forget to think about the men in your life and teaching them to treat themselves right. That's a big, important step of what we do in our industry in aesthetics. We want people to learn self-care and empowerment and the confidence that comes from taking time to renew and refresh and regenerative health. So the next frontier for men and for all of us, rebuilding our own collagen. I can't neglect to say that collagen biostimulation is one of my favorite things for guys with Sculptra or PLLA. This is a product that's gonna knock the ball out of the park. And people look maintained. My men who've been doing Sculptra for the last 10 years literally look amazing. So collagen biostimulators is a subtle and nice way to maintain health, skin strength, and skin foundation. I love, love, love that. So guys, that's it for now. Let's treat our men right and let's take good care of each other. Love you guys. Happy Father's Day to the men in our audience. Happy dads and grads. Hopefully you'll have a restful, awesome summer. Can't wait to see you guys in the office. And don't forget to check out the podcast. Every Tuesday we have a longer podcast interviewing experts in biohacking and facial aesthetics and beauty and fashion. And then on Fridays, the 5-Minute Friday. So check it out and like, subscribe. If you give us a ranking, don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. You can do that over on iTunes and send us a screenshot. We'll be happy to send you a deluxe size sample of one of our skincare items. You can find me at Beauty by Dr. K, and that's our Instagram, that's our website, that's our social handles. And don't forget to check out the Deep Blue Hydration Serum, the Vitamin C Serum, and our Clear Sheer Sunscreen. Those are the winners for the men in our lives. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.